Good evening. This regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting resolution of annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and Two River Times, by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements, and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Ms. Clark, Mrs. Clark, roll call, please.
Mr. Colasardo?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dufferty?
Here.
Ms. Von Leitner?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Gluckstein?
Thank you. The stories, images, and video coming from Israel over the last several days are heartbreaking and almost impossible to comprehend. The atrocities committed by Hamas on innocent men, women, and children in southern Israel must be condemned by all. As we pause in a moment of silent reflection, let us keep all innocent persons in harm's way in our thoughts and prayers, in hope for peace to come to that region. And we do have residents that are very deeply affected by that of Atlantic Highlands, so let's be thinking of them as we take our moment of reflection and the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now the good stuff. So, we have an employee of the month. He's standing in the back of the room. He is one of the finest members of our department, and I'd like to read a little bit about him on behalf of the mayor. Patrolman Joe Lobella was hired as a Class 2 Special Officer on December 16, 2021, and soon after as a full-time police officer on April 28, 2022. Patrolman Lobella is known in the department for his positive energy and eagerness to help the department and or the community in any way possible. Since his arrival, he has established a great community relationship with his outgoing attitude and endearing personality. He waits with me five times a day. Patrolman Lobella will do any task in a timely manner and frequently volunteers for assignments that may not come with great recognition. In only 2 years with this department, he has been an asset in resolving many cases and has brought into the department's goals and expectations with ease. He is the antithesis of small-town policing. The antithesis, what? He's the epitome of small-town policing. And we are very proud to have him serve the community as a true gentleman and professional. Joe, please come up.
Good job. Congratulations.
I know we thought that was going to be ambushed. Okay. Okay, now we have the approval of the previous meeting minutes. May I please have a motion and a second to approve the September 28, 2023 regular and executive committee meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please, Mrs. Clark.
Mr. Colasardo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dufferty?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mrs. Von Leitner?
Yes. And now I'd like to ask Councilwoman Cusick to please read our Breast Cancer Awareness Proclamation. I know that there are people in this room that are very personal survivors and also have personal family members that have passed from this horrible disease.
Proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands recognizing Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women after skin cancer, and whereas breast cancer is about 100 times more common in women than men, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with this disease, and diagnosis increases as patients get older. And whereas metastatic breast cancer occurs when breast cancer spreads to other parts of the body, including the bones, lungs, liver, and brain, resulting in an average life expectancy of 26 months. And whereas doctors estimate that about 5 to 10% of breast cancers are hereditary, and individuals whose family history puts them at increased risk for breast cancer should discuss with your doctor or qualified healthcare professional that the proper prevention and early diagnosis strategies. And whereas, since early diagnosis strategies have been introduced, the 5-year survival rate for a breast cancer patient has greatly increased, now at almost 90%. And whereas, it is vital, whereas Breast Cancer Awareness Month serves as an opportunity to increase awareness of the disease and to encourage individuals to have a plan to detect the disease in its early stages. And whereas it is vital that those affected by breast cancer have access to quality, affordable care, and that research of all forms of breast cancer continues to be vigorously supported. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Loretta Glessing, or Councilwoman Eileen Cusick, do hereby recognize October 2023 as Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands, and I call this observance to the attention of our citizens.
Thank you. We do have an item of unfinished business. Ordinance 14-2023, renaming Center Avenue Park to be known as Helen Marchetti Park. We will now have a public hearing, possible adoption. May I have a motion and a second to open public comment and possible adoption?
I'll move that. Dockery.
Second. Conley.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Okay. Public comment. Any member of the public who would like to make a comment, you may raise your hand here in the courtroom, and once recognized, please come to the front of the room. And if a member of Zoom would like to make public comment, please raise your hand, and once recognized, state your name and address. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mark Fisher, 91 Ferry Avenue. Just a quick question. The land that we're going to acquire from the dental property, the 2 acres, whatever it is that going to be joined with Center Avenue? So the whole area would be known as Marchetti Park.
Yes, but we'll have to change it. At that point in time, we're going to have to change the ordinance to include that lot and block.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Any other public comment? Anything online?
No hands raised at this time.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion to close public comment.
I'll move that.
Second. Crowley.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And now we have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 14-2023, renaming Center Avenue Park to be known as Helen Marchetti Park.
Third time's the charm. Dougherty.
Murphy, second.
Okay, let's have a roll call, please.
Mr. Palacerda.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Murphy.
Absolutely, yes.
Ms. Hohenleitner.
Yes, thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Ordinance is passed.
Okay, moving right along. We've got public comment on consent agenda items only. Any member of the public, once again, who's here and present would like to come forward, please state your name and address. And any members that are on Zoom, if you would like to comment, please state your name and address. Raise your hand on the Zoom. Any interest online?
No hands raised.
Okay, last call here. All right. Thank you. The following items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 150, 2023, refund of overpayment of taxes. Resolution 151, appointing payroll clerk. Jessica Jackson. Resolution 152, sale of surplus property. Resolution 153, authorizing state contract purchase of emergency mobile generator. Do I have a motion? Oh, there's just a couple more. Resolution 154, awarding contract for improvements to East Garfield and Grand Avenues. Resolution 155, authorizing contract for payment coding of Borough Hall parking lot. And Resolution 156, 2023, payment of bills, $124,816.01.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
Crowley, second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Mr. Conicero.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Excellent. All right, now we have council reports. Mr. Conicero. Oh, sorry.
We have an ordinance.
We do have an introduction of an ordinance.
Thank you.
This is an ordinance 15-2023 amending Chapter 150, Development Regulations to further regulate development and design in the CBD Central Business District and HBD Historic Business District. This is an introduction. May I have a motion and a second?
I'll move that, Dougherty.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Conicero.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ms. Hornleitner.
Yes.
Ordinance 15-2023, properly introduced, public hearing and possible adoption November 20th.
Great, thank you. And now the long-awaited council reports. Mr. Conicero.
The anticipation has been intense. Let's start with environmental. No update there, other than the next meeting has been moved to October 30th. I think Ms. Councilman Dougherty will have another update regarding EV chargers.
Yes, sir.
As it relates to fire, all good streaks must come to an end. Fire has an update. They're ready for touch a truck. That's it. I think Councilman Crowley will have more on Atlantic Highlands. They start to touch a truck in a couple seconds. Moving on to shade tree. Jimmy Phillips and his team had shade tree down at DPW's facilities and provided an in-depth presentation about all things DPW, everything they do from soup to nuts. I think we can all agree that the work that Jimmy and his team does is really spectacular, and we are very fortunate to have Jimmy in charge of our DPW. Additionally, Rich Colangelo, our code enforcement, provided some information about the process and the regulations regarding to trimming or removing hazardous trees that are leaning over streets that could become problematic in the event of a storm or if they fall. And my understanding was it was a pretty lively discussion. So that's all I have on shade tree. And then lastly, recreation. Basketball signups are open on November 1. Information for that is on ahnj.com. And I believe Councilman Crowley and Councilman Murphy will have other updates related to recreation. That's all for me.
Thank you. Moving on. So let me pick up where you left off, Councilman, and talk about DPW.
You do that.
Yes. So I'll give you the standard notification, which is that we're asking that you please do not blow leaves or grass clippings into the roadway. This is critical to keep our storm basins clear. And mentioning these storm basins, and you mentioned Atlantic Highlands Day. So Atlantic Highlands Day was originally scheduled for this Saturday from 11 to 5. It's also featuring Touch a Truck and talking with Jimmy, with our police chief, our fire inspector, and all the assorted different features that are coming, food trucks, cart brewing, so on and so forth. We've decided, looking at the weather, that it looks like it's going to rain all day Saturday, but there is a big chunk of the afternoon on Sunday that's supposed to be sunny. So I'm announcing here, and we'll put it up onto the borough website and on Facebook and other social media platforms, that we're going to move Atlantic Highlands Day featuring Touch a Truck to Sunday. So it'll be the 15th, very next day, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll still have probably 9 or 10 food trucks. Carton Brewing will be down there. We'll have 2 live bands. To all of you, I say please talk to your committees and see if they can ratchet over to Sunday as well, same hours. same space, all of that. So should be a good day, but, you know, probably fewer trucks because Jimmy and his crew, you know, work very hard and there's not a lot of them. And we're coming in after a rain event, and so we'll probably have less trucks. I think our fire department, first aid squad, hopefully will be there, and a couple of others, so the kids won't be disappointed that way, but there'll be plenty to do. Brush clearance, getting back to DBW, next scheduled pickup is, you know, they're happening right now in October, as I'm sure you can see. Zone 1 was October 2nd. Let's see what's coming up. So Zone 2, Monday, October 16th, have everything out on the curb by 7:30 a.m. And Zone 3 will be Monday the 23rd, everything out on the curb by 7:30, please. Let's see. So first aid squad, they are looking at projected 432 calls for 2023. That's potentially the highest response since 2019. It's a major turnaround for first aid squad. Year-to-date answered calls are 326. September, they have 37 calls answered. And so far in October, 11 calls. Next week, by the way, are nominations for the line and administration members. Police department, our special officer has begun field training with Detective Travis Morgan. There are pink line United States flags on display in patrol vehicles for Breast Cancer Awareness Month this month. Training, a lot of training always going on by our department to keep up to snuff on everything. So some of the training included internal affairs, advanced crash training, OPRA training, firearms, and rapid deployment. And in September, I'll just say that they had 1,420 calls, 8 arrests that included, as well as 343 traffic stops, 31 parking summonses, 2 DWI arrests, and year-to-date, I'll have to add, they've had 25 DWI arrests, so they remain busy. That's it.
All right, thank you.
Great, Mrs. Kusak.
Okay, senior citizens had a very busy couple of weeks. Meeting on Monday, we want to thank Jill and Richard Stryker for their wonderful vaccinations that they provided and flu shots. I think about 30 people actually received either or both of those, including myself. I also want to thank all the candidates who were at the senior meeting on Monday expressing their interests and their backgrounds, and it was well received by all. Some activities that are going on, the walking group is in place. Our walking guy is right over there, Rich, thank you. Chair yoga is also in place. Movies will be a movie called The Bird. Some of you may remember that an Alfred Hitchcock movie is going to take place. And I will not be at that. Scared me when I was about 8 years old. I'll never see it again. And there's a number of holiday plans going on. Smithfield Village will be the visit they will be taking place. They'll be going to First Avenue Playhouse. And additionally, the annual party is being planned. For OEM, we are very excited that there will be a purchase of the emergency mobile generator that was in today's packet. I'm very excited that will happen. It's very much needed to have the emergency generator available. And let's see, again, the OEM is working on its policies and procedures. They have to be completed by the end of December to review all policies and procedures. In terms of vets, I have no real report, just to remind everybody Veterans Day is coming up. It will be celebrated this year on November 10th, not November 11th, because it's a Saturday. It also happens to be the United States Marine Corps' veteran birthday, so that will be two things being celebrated at the same time. Thank you very much. That's my report.
Thank you. Councilman Dougherty.
Thank you. No finance update tonight, Madam Council President. The automobile equipment technician position is still open. A full job description is available on ahnj.com. Anyone interested in this position should complete an employment application and submit it ASAP. The environmental update that Council McCullough Soto suggested I would provide is we have an EV charger installation site visit tomorrow. It's been rescheduled a couple of times, and so we are very pleased that Chairman Deacon from the Environmental Commission and I will be meeting with them tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have some more news to share very soon on that, that topic. Fire, in addition, the annual Blue Mass for First Responders will be held next Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. All are invited to attend at St. Agnes. Planning Board met on Thursday, October 5th. During the workshop portion of the meeting, the board heard a presentation by Malika Apte, she's a project manager at CME, on the draft ordinance 15-2023, which was introduced this evening. There was considerable discussion of the draft by the Planning Board, wherein several of their comments and suggestions were incorporated into the draft as presented and introduced tonight. I'm pleased to report that this collaborative approach between the Planning Board and the governing body will continue with the creation of a new Planning Board subcommittee to be formed at the next meeting to give several sections of Chapter 150, which are the borough's developmental regulations, a closer look. The aim is for the subcommittee to make suggestions to this body for additional changes and updates to our code. Now that Ordinance 15-2023 has been introduced, it will go back to the Planning Board for the November 2nd meeting for its master plan consistency review, and then return to this body on November 20th for the public hearing. During the regular meeting, PB 23-02, the Callion 161st Avenue project, was carried to the November 2nd meeting. Two applications were heard, PB 23-05, 64 Prospect Circle, and PB 23-01, 3 Bevereau, were approved for both variances and bulk use variances, respectively. The next Planning Board meeting will again take place on Thursday, November 2nd, here in this room and on Zoom. That's it.
Great, thank you. Councilman Murphy.
Thank you. Most of it's been covered for me, but I will touch on what hasn't been. As far as first aid, the Atlantic Island's first aid annual fundraising request for donations has gone out. Went out a few weeks ago. Many of us have received it in the mail. I'd like to ask that you just keep them in your thoughts, and please consider donating to our first aid squad. The generosity of our community is always appreciated, and keeps our squad going. It's a vital resource for our first responders so they can answer the call. That said, as always, we are looking for members, so please, if you are interested in becoming a first responder or a member of the first aid squad, please email info@ahfirstaid.org. I believe most of DPW is covered. I will just add, and I'm not sure if you mentioned this now, but just a reminder of the borough yard being open from 6 a.m. until 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for brush drop-off for all borough residents. As a reminder, additional yard as requested, God bless you, as requested by the residents, the borough yard will be open for leaf and brush drop-off every Saturday and Sunday in November and December from 8 a.m. until noon. Please see borough calendar for any additional information. Jumping back to recreation, I will just remind our residents that our Halloween parade and festival will be taking place on October 28th. It's another great day filled with fun activities, costumes, music, fun food, events, and everything else. Starts at 12:15, line up at the harbor. If you're interested in partaking in the parade, please be at the harbor by 12:15. Parade will start at 1 p.m., and the event will go to 4 p.m. As far as open space, I believe our next open space meeting will be postponed due to the Blue Mass time frame, which is great. And nothing for harbor. Lastly, I will leave, and Councilwoman, thank you for your comments early in the meeting. I'd like to say a few words as well. I'd like to take a moment to speak to any of our Jewish Atlantic Highlands residents. My heart goes out to the nation of Israel and any of our residents impacted by the horrific attacks taking place. I'm wearing this blue tie in solidarity and praying for their safety. I stand with Israel, and that is it.
Thank you. I hope we all do. Thank you.
I hope so.
I have just a few announcements to add to that. The one thing about the open space meeting being postponed, it gives more time for people to answer the surveys about the park. So if you haven't yet completed the survey, please do, and we'll make sure that it's still open and we'd send that. We're just working with the elementary school and our friends at DMR, our planner, to find a date that is going to work for everybody to get those shreds started. The mayor, who I'm sorry is not feeling well tonight, joins me in wishing Mr. Farragina a very happy birthday this Sunday. It's a milestone birthday. He's still older than me. That's right. Additionally, the mayor and I would also like to note that October 17th marks Rob's second anniversary with the borough, and we're really happy to have him. Thank you.
I can't believe it's 2 years already.
I thought it was three. Along with the mayor, I attended the ribbon cutting and Mr. Murphy and some members of the public of the ribbon cutting for Wild in the Treats. Delicious. A banana bread I had, it was amazing, and they have like so many great vegan treats, so they're open now. And I wanted to also let everybody know that the ribbon cutting for Highlander Bike Shop, which is open, and I was there today, it's going to be postponed until next Saturday because of the weather. It'll be at 10 a.m. on the 21st. And that is all I have, other than to congratulate the Education Foundation on a wonderful Chili Fest. It was really well attended. Even though the weather didn't really cooperate, people still had a great time. I did for the brief time I was able to join. And that is it for my report today. So now, holy cow, look at the time.
Don't chase it.
We have administrator reports and our professionals. Mr. Farajan, would you like to go first?
Sure. Well, I'm a year older and more experienced. Let me tackle this. So all of the residents are going to receive a letter in the mail regarding the annual water flushing. If you recall, we conduct it twice a year. We're required by the state to do it once a year, but we do it twice a year. You're going to receive a letter, and the letter will say the following, so just so everyone's aware. The Atlanta Commons Water Department will be flushing fire hydrants within the entire water distribution system from October 23 through October 27, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. During this time, you will experience low water pressure and water discoloration. Therefore, please try not to use water during hydrant flushing hours, if possible. If water use is necessary during the flushing hours, please use cold water only. If water discoloration persists, run the cold water for about 25 minutes and the water should clear. Running hot water during those hours will cause sediment to settle in the water heater, and the discoloration will continue until the water heater is flushed with clear water. So the key is to remember to use cold water if you need to use water during the flushing hours. If you have any difficulties, you can call the water department. This is going to be advertised in two or three times, the borough's website, the borough's Facebook page. Alerts are also going to go out on reverse 911, so there's ample notification for the residents. Any questions, like I said, you can reach out to me or you can reach out to our water department. Okay. Governor Murphy has signed Executive Order 345 ordering U.S. and state flags to be flown at half-staff from Tuesday, October 10 through Friday, October 13 in recognition and mourning of all the lives lost and shattered by the recent terrorist attacks on Israel by Hamas and by the escalation of the conflict caused by these attacks. On October 10, the mayor and I attended the RWJ Barnabas Mammoth Medical Center breakfast meeting at Commvault regarding the state-of-the-art Vogtle Medical Campus to be built on the Fort Monmouth property. And what that is they're gonna relocate some of the operations from the current campus in Long Branch. They're gonna build some new buildings at the new location, the former Fort Monmouth property. And it'll be state-of-the-art. It was a very impressive presentation. And I think it'll be very good for the entire Monmouth County community and easier access for ambulances because of the location that it's gonna be at, you know, closer to the parkway and what have you. So it was a wonderful presentation. And I think it's really good for all residents. The borough has been awarded $200,000 through the Monmouth County Municipal Open Space Grant for improvements to the Harbor Skate Park. We are seeking additional funds through our grant writing firm. Earlier today, the borough engineer and I attended the county commissioner's workshop meeting for the Open Space Grant program. October 17th will be the last day to register to vote for the November election. As mentioned at the last two council meetings, the Monmouth County Health Department has offered the borough a free supply of COVID test kits. As a result, Atlantic Highlands has received an allotment. Kits are available at the front counter at Borough Hall. One kit per person, first come, first served. The labeled shelf life has been extended into May 2024. The DOT has informed the borough of the following. Cement work that is currently occurring on the south side of Route 36 Memorial Parkway will also include some new cement curbing on the north side as well. The DOT has a project which is currently in final design that will provide improvements at the Route 36 and First Avenue and Route 36 Grand Avenue intersections. Once completed, this project should do the following three things. One, straighten the crosswalks at Route 36 and First Ave and Route 36 and Grand Ave. Two, the clearance time at both intersections will be adequately increased to allow pedestrians to complete the crossings. Refuge islands are not required at either intersection, as the pedestrian clearance time will be adequate to complete crossings. And three, median signal equipment will be removed to meet current NJDOT design standards. Construction is tentatively scheduled to begin summer of 2025, contingent upon program authority. Other than that, just to let you know that the next council meeting will take place on Thursday, October 26th. That's it.
Thank you. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Nothing to report tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Romeyer.
Thank you. Very quickly, with regards to the dental subdivision, as I reported at the last council meeting, a series of testing was scheduled to occur. As you may know, testing was performed along the northerly limit of the property, the beach itself. And it was conducted under the supervision of the site LSRP. That those test results that indicated impacted soils were first delineated and removed. So there's significant cleanup along the beachfront itself. With regards to the future public right-of-way, the road itself, the cul-de-sac, as that portion of the project is preparing to be base paved and the road to be constructed, we had ordered a series of testing, groundwater and soil sampling along that section. My office conducted 10 soil borings and generated 3 groundwater monitoring wells. Samples were taken, sent to the lab. Based on those results, we will work with the developer to address any impacted soils within the future right-of-way itself or groundwater. Bulkheading has commenced across the northerly component of the site itself, starting on the easterly side, advancing westerly. Probably halfway point at this point. The benefit of the bulkheading going into place is it's reducing the reliance on the temporary silt fencing that's in place. So those are the major updates for that property. Thank you for consent agenda item 5, awarding the construction contract for East Garfield. That's a major win for the municipality. Just to be reminded, the borough had received 2 local aid grants to support the cost, to offset the cost. Total of $471,000 in grant money was received by the borough. 5 bids were submitted for the project. Low bid, $550,000. High bid, $803,000. With tonight's resolution authorizing the contract, the Avellino Construction will be engaged in order to perform the improvements. And just one more time, it's East Garfield and Grand Avenue. With regards to the announcement of the Monmouth County Open Space Grant received by the borough for $200,000, that's for the existing skate park, refurbishing the existing skate park, 0.6 acres. That grant, which is a matching grant, I want to remind you, can be supplemented with the other grant already received. The NJDCA grant was received by the borough through their local rec infrastructure grant program for $77,000. So you have another $77,000 already, plus the $200,000 just awarded by the county to get you moving on refurbishing the skate park. I believe that's all I have at this point. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. It's time for public comment. Members of the public who would like to make a comment, please raise your hand here. And once you're recognized, please come to the front of the room stating your name and address. And if a member of the public is joining via Zoom, please raise your virtual hand. And once recognized, state your name and address.
Help me on 12 attendees online, no hands raised at this moment.
Thank you. Sir, Mr. Lanser?
Josh Lanser, 60 Bayside Drive. I have two big things. After the regionalization referendum, I wondered why Seabright wanted to join Henry Hudson, and I looked at the test scores and was shocked to find that in New Jersey, only 40% of the students are proficient in language arts and just less than half are proficient in math. So we're in a crisis, an educational crisis. In every district, the best general admission school in Monmouth County is Rumson Fairhaven, which 75% of the kids are proficient in language arts, but that masks the fact that 87% of the women are proficient, but only 63% of the men. And that's the best, and it goes down from there. Henry Hudson does a better job of educating its men than its women. In math, only 37% of the women were proficient in math, which is scandalous. But that's all I have to say about that. And ACT set tested the lowest in 30 years. So I think when we talk about regionalization and what needs to be done in the schools, it's broad-based. Keensburg, only 5% of the men are proficient in language arts. Pretty bad. Anyway, the other reason I came tonight is I put this in your, I don't know if you all got this.
You got it this evening.
Put in an emergency generator in our house 2 years ago, and we didn't have gas. We had to run a gas line in, and so the only thing we use gas for is our emergency generator. So this is a graph of power outages on Bayside Drive. I'm showing this to you because I'm trying to emphasize why it's so important that we reopen Bayside Drive. Because it's not like the rest of the borough in terms of weather. You can speak to Mr. Phillips, who spent Saturday down on Bayside Drive with the front loader, because every time it rains, and it's rained every weekend since Labor Day, there are mudslides onto the road. They have to come down. I don't know what that's costing. Mr. Ferragina might be able to say, this is like the myth of Sisyphus. Unless you do something about it, it's just going to get worse and cost more. And the final thing I want to say is, that don't conflate Israeli policy with the Jewish religion. Don't make that mistake. Israel is a state, and Judaism is a religion, and they're not coincidental.
Thank you. Anyone online, Jack? Mr. Fisher, come on up.
No hands raised.
Archbishop 91 3rd Avenue, if I could. Could I have Mr. Rohmeyer go into a little bit more detail on the soil samples found on pulled at the Denholz property? Is that okay?
I don't know if it's public information right now, so okay. That would be a judgment call.
What are you looking for? I want to know how bad the results were and how much soil had to be removed.
And I don't have them on me at this point.
Can we get that information?
Yes, I'm definitely going to require that the borough gets that.
But we don't have it yet. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So once the borough gets it, I should open it? Is that how this should work? Or
that's typically the process?
Yes. I'm Just want to be sure. So that would be for the beach area and the cul-de-sac area.
Our results for the cul-de-sac are anticipated to come back tomorrow. Okay. So if you check back, go through the administrator's office, yep. I'd be happy to share them.
Great.
And then I have to request the sampling results along the beach.
Okay, great, thank you. Just curious about the discussion about the new ambulance that's needed. Any update on that?
No update, still ongoing.
And the new fire apparatus, is that to the point where it's out to bid, hasn't been awarded?
Good question. So most likely there will be a resolution at the next meeting which will identify the specifics of the apparatus and the exact dollar figure for that apparatus. In fact, we received the information. It's under review by the attorney right now to look it over. And if all goes well, we'll have that resolution at the next meeting.
So already passed the bid process.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you. I offered the attorney's letter to the NJDEP and was provided that information. Has that meeting been scheduled between the borough and the NJDEP?
It has not yet been scheduled. I checked with Peg. It has not yet been scheduled.
Okay. Do we anticipate that happening soon?
I think that's up to the NJDEP, but we can certainly follow up with them.
Okay. Thank you. The South Avenue Park, I haven't heard any news about that in a while. Is there any status update on what we're doing?
I believe Mr. Romeyer previously reported on the current status, but would you mind repeating that?
Sure.
Since the borough has some funding in place already, we are working through the ESCNJ with the local co-op in order to scope and price the replacement of the playground, safety surface, and whatever else we could squeeze in with the available funding, right? The overall, based on the initial feedback from the public, mayor and council, the overall anticipated improvement exceeded the available money that was put in place for the replacement of the playground. There is enough money to replace the playground. So we've solicited some quotes. We're iterating those quotes with the ESCNJ vendors to try to squeeze out all the improvements that we can with the available money. At this point, I'd like to try to get some information back whether or not we can move forward with pulling the trigger on that and cutting a purchase order to the vendors associated with it. So I will present the quotes that we have as soon as I feel like they're in line, and we can attempt to move forward.
Great. And simultaneously, our grant writers are particularly interested in trying to find additional funds to complete kind of, I won't call it the bells and whistles, but everything that we would love to have at that park.
Speaking of grant writers.
Yes.
We, as the public, are we entitled to reports on what grants they're going after for the borough and the taxpayers? Like, what are they working on?
Sure. So I think we reported previously that we have meetings with the grant writers, and we've set priorities with them on what they should be focused on. Like, fire apparatus was a very high priority and still is. What else could I add
to
that?
It's a long list of stuff we're looking to go after. So it includes, there's various grants right now that were, there's short-term low grants, long-term high grants. What I mean by that is there's some short-term grants that we're going after with that are $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. Some of those include, there's a couple grants in there for bike safety, pedestrian walkway, promoting pedestrians to walk, and things of that nature. There's other grants where we're seeking out monies for equipment, fire equipment, police equipment, EMS equipment, things of that nature. Then there's larger grants that we're exploring to look after making borough facilities more environmentally sound, more efficient, you know, lighting, energy, etc.
Why don't we do a report at the next council meeting?
Sounds great.
And we can go over some of the priorities and things that have been in the works.
Yes, what I'd like for the next meeting, maybe what we'll do is we'll take like 10 or 12 of them and identify the specific names and numbers of those grants and highlight those, because otherwise the list is extremely long, but we'll highlight like maybe a dozen or so.
I think the taxpayers will be very interested in...
And it's a lengthy meeting. Yeah, it's a lengthy meeting, and the grant writers are also getting to know the municipality. So there's things that just aren't appropriate because we don't, either we're not big enough or it's not something that, an issue that we're facing, or it's something that we don't have the capacity currently to face.
That's correct. Mr. Weinsdorf hasn't asked recently, but the sidewalk at the food tent, I know you had a meeting with the DOT a couple of months ago. Did they ever get back to you?
That's timely.
They did. So that particular right-of-way they identified, they do not have jurisdiction over. So they have jurisdiction of that particular portion of the roadway, but not the actual right-of-way. So that's a discussion that we have to continue having with the landowner itself.
Wow. I find it hard to believe that DOT has no right-of-way for their roadway.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The borough made an offer to the Diocese of Trenton for the Mother Teresa property. Have we heard anything new back from them?
So there have been some discussions. I'm not privy at this point to discuss them. We'll be discussing them. We'll continue on the executive level to discuss those in executive session. But there's nothing officially to report at this time.
And then the last thing is, a couple of meetings ago, I asked the council to consider coming up with an ordinance for EV chargers. I mean, we're going to be seeing more and more of these things, not only the chargers, but EVs themselves. And we're seeing building designs now with 4 or 5 EV chargers underneath them, which is probably not the best place to put EV charger vehicle.
That suggestion was brought to the planning board and to the environmental commission, and I think hopefully that subcommittee will be able to work with the liaise with the environmental commission on that.
Okay,
absolutely.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone on Zoom, Doug?
No hands raised.
Yes, sir. Please come to the front. State your name and address, please.
Thank you, Council President. Jake Feuder, 4 Ballinswood Road. The time is upon us. It is the fall COA Beach Street cleanup. We will be having it October 21st, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., rain or shine. Everyone has to register at cleanoceanaction.org as usual, or if you don't have the time to do that, we will have paper waivers. Anyone under 18 must have a waiver signed by their parent or guardian, and also we will have volunteer hours available. So hope to see everyone there.
Thank awesome. You. What do people bring with them to beach sleep?
So we're gonna, you can bring your rubber gloves, very important. If you have buckets or any other skewer sticks that can help pick up garbage, but otherwise we just need bodies. That's the main thing.
Great.
But thank you very much, Council President.
Thank you. Mr. Barbado?
Paul Barbado, 22 Loring Road, a.k.a. Lousy Road. I appreciate the people who came up to see the situation that I'm talking about, water volume flooding. At this point in time, Mr. Rohmeyer was also up there and seeing the situation. Right? The entrance to my staircase is sinking, and the volume of water is coming down from not only Ocean Boulevard, but it has to come somewhere, and it has to come through my house. But the curve situation that leads from my entrance down to Hilton, that was a Burnham Road that would ask me. They keep building it up, building it. But you can see by the volume of water, and it comes over, and it just comes on my property, and also my neighbor's property. So I had asked Mr. Phillips, who has come up several times, and I said, they have all these, curb construction projects going on. And then I asked him, I said, well, what about us? And he said, well, I said, from before Adam retired, he said, oh, yeah, when they were doing the road over, you were on a list. Well, that list was like 3 years ago, and then Mr. Phillips said, well, I don't know about a list. Well, okay, you don't know about a list. I said, well, when do you think we can get a concrete curb like on the other side? That's been there for 22 years, and it's been terrific. It's done its job. Now we need a concrete curb on this side. He says, well, it could take maybe a year or two. Well, you know, I'd like a little better time frame than a year or two. So I would appreciate it if you can kind of look into that. The other thing is kind of on an up note thing. We celebrated Columbus Day this week, and I heard on the radio, and I don't know if this is gossip, but if it is, I'm going to check it out a little more. They said that there's a Christopher Columbus statue that's like in a warehouse. It was in Newark, New Jersey. Okay, but for some reason, well, the reason is, you know, they're trying to tear up all the, a lot of statues because of the wokenesses or whatever. They want to eliminate our history. And at this point in time, I think it should be a majority of opinion that if you want a statue, you keep a statue. But this Christopher Columbus statue, from what I understand, is in a warehouse in Newark because the people in Newark didn't want it. Okay, I'm going to look into it, but the New York, the borough of Staten Island said, well, you know what, instead of having it in a warehouse, we'll take. Now, I think that's a kind of a little bit of an embarrassment that, you know, they're going to take it out of Morpork, but it's in New Jersey. It was in New Jersey. So I'm thinking, you know, at this point in time, we should look into it and keep it in New Jersey, if anything. Why does it have to go to New York? But it shouldn't be in a Morpork situation. So just check it out.
Thank you. Mrs. Smith.
Gary L. Smith, 29 Monday Avenue, of Atlantic Highlands. I'm here for some information on the regionalization question. In as much as the borough council had adopted or sent a resolution to the commissioner a while back saying that they wanted the K-12 and they were in support of Seabright being part of it, and now that the commissioner has said that that should be done as quickly as possible, and now that we apparently have a K-12 of Highlands and Land Islands, do you know what the next step is? What happens to your original request? Do you take any action? Do you communicate with the board? Or what do you do now? Or do you just forget about it and wait until the school does something?
So we don't communicate directly as a board here. What we do is we communicate through our special attorney, Matt Jacoby, who's assigned to the matter.
Right.
And he's currently working with the other attorneys to so that they can be cohesively communicating or coming to the next step together on one front. So I'd be more than happy to ask Mr. Giacobbe to report on the matter at the next meeting. I don't want to speak on his behalf, but that's what I would say.
Okay, when you say talking to the other attorneys, you're talking about attorneys for whom?
The other entities that represent Highlands, Seabright, Henry Hudson.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good if Mr. Giacobbe could report on it. Better if you could even come instead of being on Zoom.
We'll see.
But I know he's very busy. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mr. Rollmeyer, anybody on Zoom?
Zero hands raised.
Seeing none here, I'm going to close public comment. Thank you, everybody. And I need a motion and a second to go into executive session.
Seconds.
So the executive session, the two topics are personnel and acquisition of property, and no action will be taken. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Pelletiero?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here. Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Ms. Monroe?
Yes, and we expect the duration of the public comment to be, I mean, of the executive session to be
30 minutes.
30 minutes. No action will be taken. May I have a motion and a second to come out of executive session?
So moved. Dr. Green, Marcus, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? May I have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting?
Crowley moves.
Second. All in favor? Phillies, they started at 8:05.
Go Phillies.
I got you out here as close as I could.
You do, nice job.
Thank you. Thank you.